Hello all, how's it going? Here's a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to inglesonline.com.br and click Podcast Inglês Online. Today we'll talk about a few nice and easy idioms with the word list. Think of today's episode as a walk in the park on a nice sunny day. Something really easy, almost recreational. A walk in the park. That's a really cool idiom, by the way, to describe an easy job, something that's really easy to accomplish. So this episode is about a few very popular terms in the English language with the word list, and you'll be able to quickly find your own examples. So what is on your wish list? Let's say your wish list for life. A wish list is a list of things you wish for. For example, you know Amazon.com? They now have a Brazilian branch, so to speak, Amazon.com.br. The original American site, however, Amazon.com, has been active for years, and I've been a client of theirs for a long time. So I do have an Amazon wish list. It's a list of items I wish to buy in the future from the Amazon website. And what's on my Amazon wish list? A few books about cooking, a few DVDs, and a few home appliances. One of them is a vacuum cleaner. Yep. Anyway, that's my Amazon wish list. Do you have a wish list somewhere online? Submarino, Americanas, or maybe Amazon. What's on your wish list? And here's another very common term, shopping list. Do you actually make a list before you go, let's say, grocery shopping? You know, when you realize you're out of fruit, milk, meat, rice, beans, etc., and then you plan a trip to the market. Do you actually write down everything you need to buy on a piece of paper? In other words, do you make a shopping list? I have to say, I rarely ever do that, but I've made myself a shopping list a few times in the past before going to the market. That was after I came back from the market and realized I had forgotten a couple of items, so I started making a list. A shopping list. Are you the kind of person who never goes shopping without your shopping list? And here's one term that may be less well known to you, a laundry list of something, usually complaints or issues. Of course, laundry list can still be used for its original meaning. If you run a dry cleaning shop, for example, maybe you ask your customers to fill in a laundry list when they come in so that you'll be able to keep track of their items. Nowadays, however, laundry list is more frequently used when you're talking about a long list of something. You'll frequently hear people say that someone had a laundry list of complaints about the hotel, for example. What this means is, this person had several complaints about the hotel, a really long list of complaints, a laundry list of complaints. Another example, I have a laundry list of things to do today. A really long list. Someone said on Twitter, I hate telling people about my laundry list of allergies. Oh boy, can you imagine? This person has so many allergies that he refers to them as a laundry list of allergies. One more, I have a laundry list of tasks to get through next month. What are your examples? A laundry list of chores? Of problems? Of complaints? What about your wish and shopping lists? Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.